Well, as we know, stage three restrictions came into play from midnight last night. It's a different world. MP Ali Cupper, very good morning to you, Ali. How are you this morning?
Hi, Matt. Yeah, I'm going okay.
Great to catch up with you. These restrictions that came into play from midnight last night, people in regional Victoria, they're able to leave home for shopping, food, essentials, care, caregiving, work, study, daily exercise, and that's pretty much it, isn't it?
That's it, yeah. So it's pretty much back to where we were at its worst, let's say, in terms of restrictions. So it's nothing that we haven't survived before, but it's certainly going to be another jolt to the system and inconvenient. So we've got a whole lot of families now back to homeschooling. From midnight last night, we have a lot of our local businesses having to close again. Mm. So our beauty therapists, pubs, our clubs, our tattooists, tattoo parlours, places that are really important to our local economy, they've all had to close. So we're shouting out to them with our Only Local campaign. So we'll keep everyone in touch with that over the next couple of weeks.
Now, you mentioned that. Yeah. There's a couple of ways that businesses can get involved with this particular campaign that you're putting together.
Yes, that's right. So what we're saying is we want people out there to show their solidarity for our business community that is having to either significantly change their business models again or have to close down altogether. And that is to pledge that in the recovery, you will buy only local. You can shop online only if it's a local business that has an online presence. And that's to really show the local business community at this tough time that we've got their back.
All right, so they get in contact with you via email or via your Facebook page. Is that the way to go about it?
Yeah, absolutely. However, so businesses, if you want us to feature you in the campaign, please contact us. Email's great. And if you want to be pledging, we'd love to have people kind of have a sign saying, I pledge only local. Send those things through to us as well, because we really want to boost the spirits of our business community at this time.
And we all saw yesterday there was an active case announced in Mildura's LGA, still yet to be confirmed, but apparently it may be a woman from Irimpel who's in Melbourne having surgery. Is that right?
Yeah, well, that's right. So what I know for sure is that it is an active case registered to the Mildura LGA. We've had three previous false alarms where we've been told it was registered to Mildura LGA, then told it was a data error. I can confirm this is not a data error. I personally haven't had confirmation that it's a woman in Irimpel and all that sort of stuff, but presumably the Daily's sources are accurate and I trust the Daily. But yeah, so hopefully we kind of dodged the bullet. If the poor woman contracted it in Melbourne and is isolating in Melbourne, that's better than community transmission in Mildura, obviously. But first and foremost, we just want her to get better at this point. That's for everyone just to remain vigilant at home.
Yeah, terrific stuff. Always good to catch up with you, Ali. Thank you so much for your time this morning, as always. MP Ali Cupper.